Do you know the Gen Z effect?
Hey bana, King Gen Z effect.
Yeah, my bro. What is the Gen Z effect?
Oh my gosh, what is the Gen Z effect?
Indoni Gen Z effect.
Welcome to the Gen Z effect.
That's okay.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gen Z Effect. I am Tabo, the guy with the face card as handsome as his aura, and I'm your host for tonight's show. I am not alone, I'm joined by my co-host.
Greetings everyone, I'm Sipho Setunjaba, and in today's episode, we're talking about Rhodes Music Radio as more than just a radio station. It is viewed as a platform that empowers young people by providing them with a voice and a space to share their stories as well as their creative talents.
Exactly. It's more than just a station playing music. It is a space where students discover themselves, get creative, and even start careers in media. On this episode of the Gen Z Effect, we will look at RMR as a space for youth Makanda creative empowerment.
The focus group is everyone who forms part or rather participates at RMR, such as musicians or poets of any creative artists within Makanda who use RMR to showcase their talents and connect with the community as a whole.
Along with this discussion, we will be listening to complex packages of our very own JMS2 students. Please do stick around for that. You surely don't want to miss this.
When you listen to students talk about RMR, there's a clear theme. It's about opportunity. Some started out just shadowing presenters or news readers, and suddenly they're learning real broadcasting skills, even discovering new talents they didn't know they had.
So now we move on to our very first complex package. We explore RMR from two perspectives, through the anchors who create the content and the listeners who engage with it, through Sinalo and Nonzwakazi, who are RMR anchors. They share their stories on the highs and the lows in being in RMR. We then switch to script and share through listeners' perspective. Listeners like Sinamile express their love for RMR presenters and also advice as to what they wish for RMR's success.
So Rhodes Music Radio, more than just a frequency on your dial. This is a space where young voices find their rhythm, where stories are shared, and where creativity comes alive. Today, we take you inside Rhodes Music Radio, which is a platform that empowers students and Makanda youth to express themselves, to build skills, and to make their voices heard. The focus of this will be on how the Rhodes Music Radio empowers the youth of Makanda as a whole, including Rhodes University students. We'll hear from listeners, student presenters, and news anchors what they think about the empowerment of youth in Grahamstown. We get to hear from a listener of Rhodes Music Radio, which is a pharmacy student from the university itself. She tells us about what she finds interesting in the Rhodes Music Radio and how often she listens to it.
So I'm Mile Vilakazi, and I'm a second year pharmacy student here at Rhodes University.
So do you think that the station gives enough space to the youth voices and creativity?
Yes, to an extent. I've noticed RMR is very open to students, bringing fresh ideas, and it highlights youth perspectives very well. But there's always a room to expand, just like giving more platforms for young DJ, student discussions, or creative shows that push more boundaries.
We get to hear from a news anchor who volunteers at RMR about how the station has made a significant contribution to your future career in terms of gaining experience.
Hello, Chaga. I'm a junior student here at Rhodes, and I'm also a student newsreader at RMR.
So in what ways has RMR given you a voice or platform that you didn't have before?
RMR just built me to be a person that I never thought of. Like, I'm a shy person, but being on radio, on air, made me realize that, no, I'm not actually a quiet person. Yeah. I'm loud.
We get to hear from a student presenter of RMR, which is the Rhodes Music Radio, since 2024.
My name is Nonzwakazi Ncamncamaduna. I am doing my third year in journalism and media studies.
So how has being part of the station helped you grow professionally?
I have learned more about the different roles that I can find behind what we stream on radio. People, I have learned to produce my own work, and I have learned to be confident in my own work.
As we've heard, Rhodes Music Radio is not just about playing music. It's about creating opportunities, building confidence, and bridging campus with the wider Makanda community. For the youth, it's a microphone, a classroom, and a launchpad all in one. From the studio to the streets, RMR proves that when young people are given a voice, they create an echo that goes far beyond these walls. That is goodbye from me to you.
The Gen Z Effect.
I Suzotrenda.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Gen Z Effect.
That was Nonzwa Gazi and Senamile's complex packages. I think the most interesting part is the part where they said they would love to see RMR evolving and having its own station, its own building, to continue to aspire and create more opportunities for the youth. So, Tabo, tell me more about the process of creating your complex package. How was it?
You know, I think personally, I think if I would speak for everyone,
yeah,
you know, the process of creating a complex package is one that comes with a lot of strenuous work. One being the gathering of information. Mm. That was very problematic, but also fun, you know. And also having to withhold your resilience. That was another thing, because I had to keep myself from interviewing other people. And I had to stick to the one person that I wanted to interview. And, you know, trying to maintain that level of patience when somebody told you, oh, sorry, I won't be able to make it today.
Yeah.
Can we try this other time? And, you know, you have to gather. With journalism, you need to gather that information as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So I do see it as a bittersweet thing, you know. Bitter because you have to gather tons and tons of information and shorten it into something much shorter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also I see it as a sweet thing because at the end of the day, you get to keep an eye and also have an eye of importance. Eye of importance meaning you look for certain information that you would like to keep within your complex package. And I think that is what's the beauty of creating a complex package. The fact that you get to look for what the parts that you like and the parts that you think listeners would like to listen to. So, yeah.
Okay. So if you're given another chance to create another complex package, what would you do differently this time around?
I would make sure I give myself plenty of time. You know, the saying that goes, time is of the essence. You know, I used to take it for granted in the past, but, you know, being a journalism student, especially doing audio or SCR, you know, I think having a lot of time to do things is what is going to give you the most efficient work and give you the most effective. It's going to be the most effective part of working as a journalist. So I do believe having that level of information and having that level of time at hand is what's going to keep you going. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one last question. What is your favorite part, or what was your favorite part when creating this complex package?
My favorite part of creating or curating this complex package would be interviewing radio host Tumamna.
Yeah.
Also known as Uncle T. I was given the opportunity to actually get into studio with him. And funny enough, he was actually recording for RMR and had given me the opportunity, of which I had to decline because, once again, time is of the essence.
Yeah.
So he had given me the opportunity to also express myself through RMR, and he was willing to let me record. So interviewing Tumamna, because, you know, he was fluid, his answers were fluid, he gave me his time, he gave me his effort. So if there was an interview I could do again, it would have to be Tumamna.
Thank you so much, Tabo, for those lovely answers.
No worries. And also, while we're still on the topic of local artists, of course, it's not all smooth sailing, because, you know, some students said that there's still more that RMR could do. Things like offering structured workshops, creating space for local artists, or even expanding into online platforms.
Yeah.
I say that because, you know, RMR utilizes Facebook a lot. And that is, I think, the problem that Rhodes faces.
Mm-hmm.
I utilize more social media apps, and I believe we need to utilize apps like, for example, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, to branch out and show the world what Rhodes is like, because I feel like RMR is a product of Rhodes, right? Is it not?
It is,
and
definitely.
And since it is a product of Rhodes, we need to advertise our institution.
Mm-hmm.
And advertising our institution comes with utilizing social media platforms that will allow us to advertise this institution. So, yeah.
Yeah, and another important aspect is how anchors at RMR are dealing with confidence. I remember one story, which we'll listen to it now, where students said they were really anxious at first, but scared of how they'd sound on air, but they pushed through and gained confidence.
Mm.
That's youth empowerment in action, turning nerves into growth. Now let's listen up next. We hear from two people who experienced RMR, not just as listeners, but as active members of the station itself.
Yes, that's right. We'll hear from Mihlali Somdaka, one of the anchors of RMR Diaries, and Anela Chobeka, a student and a regular listener. You know, they both show how RMR empowers young people, whether building confidence, finding your voice, or simply creating a sense of community. We'll also hear from RMR DJ Young Dave RSA, who gives us some insight about his experience as the head of music in RMR.
Rhodes Music Radio is not just a station. It's a community where students discover their voices. To understand what RMR means for listeners, I spoke to Anela Chabeka, a second-year student who found herself drawn into the world of RMR through friends and campus life.
I started listening to RMR last year during first semester. At first, when I got here, I wasn't really into radio, but then since I have Otomi, Aba Lendoza, Aba involved in Abo on the station, they are the ones Abaye Bandi encourage or Abaye Bangokozela Ubana, I should start listening to RMR. RMR is definitely a place for youth empowerment. Why am I saying this? It's because RMR, there are older people that are there, RMR, but RMR is mostly dominated by youth.
Anela's reflections show how RMR empowers its audience and creates a sense of belonging. But what about the voices behind the microphone? To find out, I turn to one of RMR Diaries' rising presenters, Mihlali Somdaka.
And most of you who listen to me on air may know me as the girl with the face card as pretty as her aura. I think that what actually inspired me to join RMR was the fact that I needed to actually have something else other than just writing on my portfolio for this year. So I really wanted to do anchoring for that reason. I think that because the show is mainly a youth show, it's a youth station as they would actually describe RMR to be. So I think that because it is a youth station, it is a place where the youth can actually thrive. You get me? Because it's made up of youth.
From Anela's listener experience to Mihlali's perspective as a presenter, RMR is more than just a campus radio. It's a training ground, a community, and a place where young voices shape young people and the cultural heartbeat of Makanda. But what happens when passion for music meets opportunity? For that, I sat down with one of RMR DJs, David, Young Dave RSA. David's journey into music started years ago, but RMR gave him a stage to grow as both a DJ and a leader in the music department. His story captures how music can fuel empowerment and creativity.
I'm Young Dave RSA, and that is my stage name. As a musician, I am a DJ and music producer. I specialize in producing amapiano. I think RMR really does improve the youth's creativity and empowerment, as I've seen these past few weekends. I've been seeing a lot of local DJs coming to do their live mixtapes, particularly on the house group hosted by Coolio from 3 until 6. I've been seeing a lot of young talents coming here to do their live mixtapes. He's been hosting them. One thing I can say is that when you tap into radio, you shouldn't focus on one thing. You should spread your wings, right? So the moment you find something that makes you happy, whatever that lives in you, you should just give it all you got, and then life continues.
From Anela tuning in as a listener, to Mihlali shaping her craft behind the mic, and Dave carrying the beat as a DJ, RMR is more than just a station. It's a platform for growth, creativity, and youth empowerment in Makanda. Each story shows how a community radio station can ignite voices, shape futures, and create belonging.
The Gen Z Effect.
I used to trend.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Gen Z Effect.
So, based on what you've heard, do you think RMR does everything in their power to empower the youth?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I mean, if we look at it again, like I said, RMR is a product of Rhodes University. Rhodes University is where the youth reside. I would like to see Rhodes University as a community, right?
Yeah.
And personally, does RMR empower the youth? I would like to say yes and no. I say yes because at the end of the day, it's a youth radio station, right? Of which students get to tune in, get to listen to their music, get to listen to the news. But I say no because at the end of the day, it's only the platforms that they utilize that puts us down.
Yeah.
Platforms like Facebook. Not once in my entirety of being at Rhodes University have I seen RMR being advertised on Instagram, RMR being advertised on YouTube, RMR being advertised on X, formerly known as Twitter. So I think at the end of the day, it's a two-way street, you know? Yes and no. And I feel like things that RMR could have done differently, like I said, or like I've mentioned in this whole monologue that I've had right now, I think RMR could utilize multiple forms of social media.
Yeah.
That way, we're able to garner a lot of people, a lot of audience. Audience from Cape Town, audience from Johannesburg, audience from Northern Cape, audience from all over the place, all over South Africa. I think that is what we aim to do as RMR. That's the only way I will be certain that RMR does indeed empower the youth. So my answer is basically a 50-50.
Thank you so much for that. Tabo, while we're still on that, another thing that stood out for me was how RMR helps build a creative community in Makonda.
Mm.
For artists, musicians, and entrepreneurs, it's one of the few platforms where they can showcase their work outside of social media.
We are joined by the creator of this complex package. She's a JMS 2 student, and she's going to tell us about what it took for her to create this complex package. Can you tell us or take us through the process of creating this complex package?
Hi, everyone. My name is Gunga, and the process of creating this complex package was, I would say, a bit difficult, especially when you have to interview someone who's got a very busy schedule. I'm not someone who's very good at audio. I actually prefer writing. So, you know, that was a hard aspect to deal with for me, as well as just finding the right time to interview people and finding the right questions, finding the right ways to interact with people on the audio. But overall, I was able to navigate and combat all those challenges and created the complex package. So,
yeah. Thank you so much for that, Kungawo.
You're welcome.
Clock it.
Great. And now, within the next complex package, we hear from three voices who show how important this platform is. World Too Crazy, also known as Atlehang Mkize, who talks about the exposure RMR gives young artists, you know, and also Tumamna, whom is also known as Uncool T. He shares how RMR is a space to learn and grow in broadcasting. And finally, Katrina Twala, who reflects on what it feels like to be a listener, being a part of the biggest student communication.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live 24 hours a day, 89.7 FM.
RMR is not just a radio station. For artists, it is a milestone in their creative journey, allowing for a platform for them to communicate their work to the community. For the host, it is a domain that surpasses radio, affording young people in Makanda the opportunity to tell their stories. Artists view RMR as a platform to showcase their art and engage with their community. Meanwhile, for the host, it is about creating that space and ensuring that those voices are heard. Let's hear from them.
One thing I have seen is that it's getting quite a good reception in terms of like me gaining exposure in this place, because like recently there's been people who've been asking if that is my music. A radio show is made for students, right? It's made for this community, students in Rhodes. So I feel like it's also about like helping create those networks amongst ourselves, you know? Because also, this is a place where like there's a lot of creativity.
Rhodes Music Radio is not merely a radio station. It is a space for students and the wider Makanda community. It is a space where young creators can meet, share ideas, and create connections that help them grow. In a world where finding an outlet to share their talents can feel limited, RMR is able to provide an environment allowing for creativity to flourish, to be encouraged, and the community of creators to be united. Now we hear from one of the voices contributing to this space, Tumamna, also known as Uncle D.
It's a platform, you know, for young people to exercise their skills and talents in this space. You know, it's a space that is very much, I'd say, saturated. You know, when you go to Joburg and all of that stuff, it's very hard to break into radio, especially without years of experience. So RMR provides that, you know, that experience for people to fail forward, you know, make your mistakes and grow in radio in a hidden town, you know, and then by the time you leave here, you leave with the world of skills, you know.
It can be tough to get into radio, especially in a big city like Johannesburg. Rhodes Music Radio's model offers another way, a space for young people to express their talents, learn through practice, and develop their skills through failure. This provides students with transferable skills, experience, and prepares them for a larger world as a creative in Makanda.
I see RMR as like a, what you call this thing, an institution that exists for those things that you're asking right now. It just needs the people to bring their stuff. Because, I mean, no one has never walked into this building. Not the RMR building, but Steve Biko, you know, where RMR is situated.
Yeah.
I think everyone sees the logo approaching the studio.
What you have just heard is an indicator that RMR is perceived to be something much larger and more meaningful than a student radio station. It is a firm, identifiable, and larger-than-life institution. RMR is located in the Steve Biko building on the main campus at Rhodes University.
I started listening to RMR during my first year here at Rhodes, and to be honest, I was quite unsure about it at the time.
For lots of listeners like Katrina, campus radio has become a daily ritual. It is a soundtrack to routines and connects students with different aspects of campus, including events, talks, and most importantly, fellow student life.
I heard people in my ears talking about certain shows and presenters, but I really didn't know much about the station itself. So I began tuning in out of curiosity, but I was pleasantly surprised to find RMR to be like relatable.
While students may be busy doing their own thing, the station creates a sense of community and connection that nothing else can provide, with the exception of music.
So Tabo, with the face card, this is your complex package, right?
Yes.
What did you take away from all those three interviews that you conducted?
That is a very, very, very interesting and beautiful question, you know?
Yeah.
There were many takeaways from this complex package, especially conducting the interviews. And I think they all fall underneath this one thought that I've had for the very longest time now. And that is, everybody has a different perspective with regards to RMR. For example, you can listen to RMR from the artist's perspective, whom I remember interviewing Atle Haag, and he said that RMR doesn't really give him the exposure that he needs because sometimes his music is played without his knowledge, right? Also, when interviewing Tumamna is the host of a specific show. I think it's the morning show within RMR, and you can hear the perspective from the host. He's happy, he's joyful to be there, he's excited, you know, he's got that energy, and you will hear it. I think you've heard it within the complex package itself.
Yeah.
And then you hear from Katrina's perspective, who goes on to say that RMR has fallen part of her day-to-day life. She cannot go a day without listening to RMR. She has had her doubts with RMR, but because of the right friends, because of the right friend groups, because of certain friend groups, she's been able to listen to RMR on a daily basis, which inspired her to keep going and for a part of the larger student conversation.
Thank you so much, Tabo, with the face card for that informative answer.
You know, and it does not end there. We have Cleopatra, Fezisa, and Asonge, whom are former anchors of RMR, and they share their experience working at Rhodes Music Radio, and most importantly, how RMR has given them the platform to inspire the youth, most importantly, to engage with societal issues, express their opinions, and also overcome personal challenges.
There is a youth out there
who don't just live for themselves. They inspire others. Some youth not only survive, but they reach out and pull others into the world. Okay, let's run that back.
Rose Music Radio is more than just a little studio with a bunch of mics that speak to the world, but it is a door of inspiration for the youth. Inside those walls, young representers spend hours planning shows, writing scripts, learning to use equipment, and sharing music that speaks to their entire generation.
Most of the topics that we tackle, it's topics that target the youth. I think as an anchor, I would want young people to tap into what's happening and also voice out their own opinions. Because at the end of the day, we are in a democratic state. You can't just sit down and not say anything and feel like, no, you as a young person can bring about change, even though it feels like you cannot, but you can. So in terms of being youth, it has made me feel like a sense of belonging, because we tend to get neglected as the youth. Nowadays, we look to the one about dialogue.
One of the biggest things that I would like them to learn from me being an anchor is that you should just go for it. I'm a very anxious person, and when I had to work with the amount of people that I had to work with, it was a little hard for me to interact and speak on show, because I also never knew how I sounded. So I think I just want them to understand that you should just do it, just give everything a try and see how it goes, and that use your resources, man. Like, if there are resources or opportunities where you can put yourself out there, just take the chance and make the most of it.
Honestly, I think RMR inspires the youth in Makanda by showing that your voice actually matters. Like, a lot of us come to university not really knowing where we fit, but when you step into the station, it feels like you're part of something bigger. You see other students producing shows, running interviews, even DJing live, and it just makes you think, wow, I could actually do that. And because it's youth-driven, it's relatable. It's not about being perfect. It's about growing together and pushing our creativity. I think that's what really empowers us as young people here.
These stories remind us that this space has always been more than just a radio station, but it has always been a platform for young people, a place for creativity, and a place where voices grow louder together. Until next time.
The Gen Z Effect.
Ice is a trend.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Gen Z Effect.
So I'm using this former anchor's perspectives. What do you think about the way RMR gives students opportunities to shape their craft as presenters?
Oh, that is a very, very beautiful question once again. I know I've been saying that a lot. But the main takeaway from that question, as my answer being, I think RMR is what gives the students a voice. It gives these anchors a voice, because at the end of the day, that voice started off as something small. And now, because they've been given that exposure that they needed, they're now able to branch out and even work within bigger radio stations and branch out into more complex radio stations, you know. So, yeah. All right, everyone. Here with me, I have Tumile, who will be sharing with us the process of which she took in creating that wonderful complex package that we've heard. Hi, Tumile.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm also good.
So please share with us, how was the creative process of your complex package? What were the highs? What were the lows? And, you know, what would you have done differently?
Okay, for me personally, my highs were definitely the editing. I enjoyed putting, like, the sounds together. But my lows, I don't want to lie, I would say it's the interviewing people. Because, we have different schedules with people. And now I have to work with people's schedules. And it's like, yeah, I don't mind working with people's schedules. But it's just, when I want us to do it at a specific time, I wish we could do it at a specific time.
Yes.
So I think I really struggled a lot with having to go with people's times. Mm. Oh, I know that sounds so
No, that is true. It's true.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think I really enjoyed doing my complex package. Yeah.
So in the following complex packages, we hear how Rhodes Music Radio serves as a space of growth and empowerment for the youth in Makanda. Mm-hmm. Station manager Onati Koboga explains how RMR is more than just a radio station, mm-hmm. while Tumamna takes us live. The breakthrough show, first-year student Millicent Sibanda shares how the station has boosted her confidence and given her a platform to tackle important youth issues.
Mm.
This is 89.7 FM, broadcasting live 24 hours a day, 89.7 FM.
Every small town has its own soul and identity, and Makanda's soul lies in its heritage, culture and community. At the heart of that identity, it's the community radio station, Rhodes Music Radio, that acts as a mouthpiece for the town.
6 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, 89.7 FM, Rhodes Music Radio, Grahamstown's youth station, broadcasting live from Rhodes University.
No problem. Hello, my name is Onati Solomilwaka Koboka, and I am the station head here at Rhodes Music Radio.
Around these parts in the Eastern Cape, you know, about 89.7 FM, we do our best to bring you the best in local news and the best in local content to keep you updated as a citizen from here.
It's a space for empowerment. It's a space for creative outlet. It's also a cleansing space. It's a welcoming space. It's a space where I particularly would want everybody to feel free and welcome.
First year journalism student and promising young presenter for a show called The Plug, Millicent Sibanda reveals what inspired her to join the RMR team.
I've always wanted to be a radio slash TV personality. So yeah, that actually inspired me to join RMR. And the experience, it has been amazing. I still remember when I was given my first, I would like to call it gig, to read news. I could not believe it. I could not believe it that this is me reading news on air. And it was amazing. It was such an amazing experience. It's still an amazing experience because now I've got a show and people back at home listen to me. So it has grown me as a person in the sense that I now have confidence in myself.
Not only has this become a space for growth, but it has also become a platform for young people to tackle the uncomfortable topics.
RMR has given me a platform to actually even talk about conversations that young people don't actually get to talk about. You know, those conversations that are uncomfortable unless someone sees them. You know, when someone sees something, someone else can also be comfortable to say, oh yeah, this is actually happening, this is also going on. So I feel like RMR has given me a platform to actually reach out to people and to talk about things that we are shy to talk about, but they have to be spoken about.
It's a community radio station. It's a campus-based community radio station, which is also quite unique about it because we are in an academic environment, but we also, as we're trying to build ourselves as academics, we're also striving to build these students into professionals, media practitioners that are going to go out there and make an impact. And so what makes RMR special is because what we're trying to do is not only build the employee in you, but build the human in you.
Empowering young people and giving them a space to thrive, RMR has become a stepping stone for the voices of tomorrow.
I feel like it has put me out there because I post myself on TikTok while at RMR. So I feel like a person who maybe is my role model can actually see me and actually see the talent through TikTok and stuff.
It's not about how much you know, it's about how much you're willing to learn that allows you such opportunities. It's when you see yourself achieving bigger things, and the more you expose people to different type of things, the more you show them that you trust them with something, then they rise to the occasion.
From being the heartbeat of Makanda to nurturing the voices of the future,
RMR is taking bold steps in its contribution to journalism by fostering and shaping them into confident mouthpieces.
It's a radio station, but like way more than a radio station, really, because it's just like a place where you come as you are. We mold, we send you out to the world.
The Gen Z Effect.
Ice is a trender.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Gen Z Effect.
So do you feel like the station manager, Unathi Koboka, perfectly explained the role which RMR plays in youth lives?
Personally, I feel as though there was no better way to explain it. So, yes, there would have been no better way to explain it. And I think that has to be the most substantial way to explain what it's like to be the station manager. Alrighty, everybody. Here with me, I have Benito, who will be sharing with us his experience with interviewing the station manager at RMR.
Thank you for having me. Hello, good looking people. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Yes, what an amazing experience interviewing an incredible woman. One thing that I picked up from her is that she has an interest in everyone that comes to RMR to volunteer. She looks at you beyond the presenter or the sound person. She looks at the human, and her role at RMR is shaping you into a confident young individual that goes out into the world and just showcase what you can do. She is very important to the station, and I would say that she is the heart and soul of the station. So it was a privilege just interviewing her and just learning from her. What an amazing experience.
Well, thank you so much for your lovely answer, Benito. And I hope that anyone listening to this podcast can take away something very important. And yeah, great. And unfortunately, it's that time of the night where we have to say goodbye. And if you had made it this far, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. And most importantly, we hope you enjoyed being a part of the Gen Z Effect.
Clock it. If you've made it this far, we really hope you really did enjoy and you loved staying with us. That is goodbye from us to you. See you next time.
See you.
Clock
and
it.
Bye.